good morning, Dr. Sherry L. Turner.
Good morning, Morris. It's great to be here.
And glad to have you as well. It's always good to have sunshine in the studio on a cloudy day.
Thank you.
Now, I tell you what, we've got some serious stuff here and some good stuff as well for a lot of folks that have, self-persecuted themselves with the situations that they put themselves in and don't know how to get out of. It's the best way I can describe it. And we're talking about knowing your rights and getting the legal information that is not readily available to a lot of people, and a lot of people can't really afford this type of counseling. So what you guys are doing is something really good, and it's for the entire community, correct?
That is correct,
and
yes.
And I'd like for you to expound on that and let everybody know what's going on.
Okay, thank you. So we're really excited to be launching our Atlanta University Center Consortium's Communiversity this year.
Thank you.
Communiversity is our community-focused lifelong learning institute that's sponsored by Spelman College, Morehouse College, Morehouse School of Medicine, and our very own Clark Atlanta University. Mm-hmm. This weekend, we are sponsoring a special Know Your Rights free legal information forum, and that's an opportunity for everybody to come out. We've got 15 experienced attorneys who are willing to give of their time to talk about six very important issues that members of our community struggle with. That would include how do I deal with my criminal records? How do I get my records expunged? Are there things that are keeping you from getting a job, like pushy debt collectors? Are you struggling with landlord issues or tenant rights? Do you have other legal problems? Well, we've got these attorneys who are willing to give of their time to let us know what we need to know about these six very important issues. But also, near the end of the day, our individuals who attend will be able to actually spend time with those attorneys, asking them questions about some of the issues that are of concern to them.
Now, this is something that a lot of folks can take advantage of simply because they don't have the money to actually get counseling from lawyers. And you guys have 15. Now, when you do something like this, is this the first time that you guys have done this?
This is the first time that we've done this, and we're very happy that we'll be partnering with the Atlanta Volunteer Lawyers Association, mm-hmm. and we're also supported by the Gate City Bar Association as well. But this is our first time. It's the kickoff event for a number of really powerful programs that we'll bring to the community over the course of this year.
Now, you listed the six things. Out of those six things, which one is really the most asked about?
The thing that we hear most about is the criminal records expungement. A lot of times we know that within our community there's a lot of unemployment, mm-hmm. and often people will come, they've turned their lives around, they want a new opportunity to start all over again, but they have something in their background that is keeping them from that. And so that's going to be one of those big issues that people ask us about all the time.
Now, you mentioned the debt collectors. I guess that goes along with if somebody is applying for a job and they look at the credit report or the credit score and they don't have an opportunity to really take advantage of the job because they're in debt and their credit report is not up to standard.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You can't hear?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yes, absolutely. We can, we'll have the attorneys there who'll talk about what you do when debt collectors are being extremely pushy. What do you do about bankruptcy? Is it best to file for bankruptcy or not? We will just have those folks there who'll be able to really give us some good information. The other thing that we suspect that a lot of people will want to know about is unemployment benefits and appeals. Often when people have been working and they have been laid off or they find themselves in a position where they're no longer employed, they may be denied unemployment benefits. So what is it that we can do or that they can do to really take matters into their own hands? by working with the legal system and make sure that they are getting their rights.
You know, it sounds like awesome information, not just for those folks that are in this situation, but it's also good information to pass on to family and friends and folks that, you know, we might come across when it comes to being able to guide them in the right direction. What I applaud you guys for is that just imagine the average person that is not able to really be in the position that they want to be in because of their past or because of some of the wrong choices that they might have made. Mm-hmm. Can be a really debilitating feeling. It can be something that make you say, wow, you know, what can I do? Or at wit's end, they don't know what to do. So this is a great opportunity to take advantage of that. Let me ask you, with the people that you have involved, what have been some of the results because of this?
Some of the results have been really just revitalization of the community around us. Mm-hmm. And opportunities for people within our community to gain employment, to better their education, to get housing that is sufficient for them, and really to have opportunities to be employed and self-sustaining.
And, you know, I tell you, for a lot of folks that are in this situation, you know, how can they find out information, for example, on what to do if they aren't able to attend the event?
Well, they should be able to just check our website, mm-hmm. which is www.aucenter.edu. We will make sure that we have information there that shows some of the results of our discussions on that day. We'll post everything there.
Yeah.
And so we hope that they will visit us on our website, but also come by and check out some of the other programs that we're going to be offering over the course of the year.
And, you know, that's really good. Now, the Atlanta Volunteer Lawyers Foundation, tell us a little bit about that, because I understand those are going to be the attorneys there giving
that is correct. Yes, the Atlanta Volunteer Lawyers Foundation is an organization that really sponsors a number of legal clinics and legal workshops, and so we're very happy to be partnering with them. They have actually assisted us in helping to put on the event, as well as putting us in touch with those attorneys who are really willing to give of their time in recognition of National Pro Bono Day, but also just in support of the Atlanta University Center Consortium. One other thing I wanted to mention is that we're extremely pleased that of the attorneys who will be providing services and their expertise for us on Saturday, we'll have a number of individuals who actually graduated from Clark Atlanta University, Morehouse, and Spelman College. So we're inviting everybody just to come and check us out.
Paying it forward. That's awesome. Now, for a lot of folks that are in situations that can't be dealt with in just one day, is mm-hmm. there going to be ongoing education as far as their situations?
There will be ongoing ongoing education for their settings. Each of the attorneys who will be there will be available to provide additional assistance for individuals. It may be at a cost we're not certain about, but we're hoping that this will just be the beginning.
Okay. Well, this is great. It happens this Saturday, December 7th, from 10 a.m. until noon, right here on the campus of Clark Atlanta University and Bishop B. Henderson Center. And you have more information.
Yes, I do. Just to go back to your question, what we've learned is that the Atlanta Legal Aid Society is free for Fulton County residents. And so if their individual cannot take advantage of the event on Saturday, there will be other opportunities and there are other organizations in Atlanta who will be able to assist them.
Yeah, because that's so important, because it doesn't seem, you know, for some folks it may take more than just this
Absolutely.
One time, you know, and that's really important, because a lot of folks, we don't want them to become discouraged and say, hey, well, you know, I may go, I may not. So we want to let them know that there's still a lot of other information and education available for them after Saturday.
That is correct.
Okay. Again, it's Saturday, December 7th from 10 a.m. until noon, right here at the Student Center at Clark Atlanta University. The event is open to the public, and you can visit aucenter.edu for more information. And I tell you what, this is something great. It will definitely help for a better community. And it will also maybe turn some lives around and let people know that this is not the end, and that you are giving folks some hope to be able to contribute to society the way they once were, even though they may have made a bad choice here or there.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much. And we realize that there are even some people who have not necessarily made bad choices, but they just find themselves having to deal with bad situations.
Sure. And, you know, when the going gets tough, the tough get going.
That's correct.
And you look tough over there, so I hope the lawyers are the same way.
Oh, thank you so much.
Again, we want to thank you for coming through and letting everybody know about this, because it is definitely something that can have a long-lasting effect for each individual that you guys can reach and touch and continue to help build and make everybody feel good about themselves and continue to grow.
Thank you so much.
And thank you, Dr. Sherry L. Turner. We appreciate you coming by, giving us this information. And I'd like to make sure that we can stay up to date with you to find out the results of what has come of this. And hopefully we'll have many more.
Thank you.
For a lot of folks, pro bono is a very good word.
Yes, it is.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. And again, thank you.
Thank you.